Now, is it going to be painful? Maybe. Is it going to be hard? Most likely. But that's why you should do it. If it was easy, everyone would do something. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, in the previous episode, we talked a little bit about fantasy versus reality. And unfortunately, too many of us men, we live in utter fantasy land. And in this fantasy land, we not only live in it, we try to make reality fit into that narrow area for our entire existence. We put everything through this filter that we've been given. Whether it is you grew up in public school, you grew up in the church, you grew up in private school, it doesn't matter where you grew up. It doesn't matter where you went to school. It doesn't matter whether or not you went to church. None of those things matter. What matters is that we all have this filter, and very few of us by default are given one that is rooted in the uncomfortable, unsavory realities of life. One of my favorite villains of all time is Thanos. And Thanos has a great line about reality, because one of the five Infinity Stones in the Marvel Universe is the Infinity Stone of reality. And he has this line where he says, "Reality is often disappointing." And then he comes out of the mist from behind the curtain and he says, "But now reality can be whatever I want." Everyone suffers from that. And it's very easy to see in a lot of women. We see it all over the internet. Women, there's no saving them when it comes to them seeing reality. They'll never, the whole Delulu is a Salulu. Oh yeah, that's where they going. They ain't never gonna see reality. Gentlemen, too many of us, we don't see reality either. Because we don't want to come to terms with how horrible it is, how dystopian it may seem to us. And that's the problem. Because we don't like it, we don't want to accept it. And that, my friends, is the biggest problem. And that is why I'm encouraging all of you to wake up. Me, myself, I had to wake up when I was exposed to the true nature of women, when I was exposed to the true nature of the political system. It's not just women. That's usually the good place to start, because everybody has an encounter with them, especially if you're at a younger age and you think that you're the problem, when in fact, statistically speaking, no, it's them. But you know what? There's always something to learn. Whether it was your fault or not your fault, there's always something that can be learned. And in this case, what you can learn is stop engaging with people who don't deserve it. Stop caring so much about what other people think of you. Stop caring what women think of you. Stop letting other people tell you what you should care about, why you should do things, what you should do, how you should do them. All of these things comes down to the fantasy versus reality. Reality is often disappointing. Fantasy is what we've been fed. We want to see things in a always positive light. And sometimes things are positive, but they are the exception. Whereas people would have you believe it is the norm. And I'm here to burst that bubble. It's not true. Whatever you think it is, it's probably worse. It's probably more insidious than what you currently think. And my friends, you need to wake up. I wish I could reach through the screen and shake you and wake you awake, but what would be the point? Everyone has to come to terms with the fact that they've been lied to for most of their lives, given the wrong key to unlock their true potential. And once you realize that, it's very natural to get mad, upset, sad, to lash out instead of turning it within and saying, you know what? Before, up until this point, other people were influencing me, but now I've decided I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to decide what I want to build my life upon. Do I want to build it on the shifting sand of other people's opinions, or do I want to build it on the solid rock? Do I want to construct this dream house of that I want to become my life on a strong foundation of reality, or on the shifting sands of time and fantasy. My friends, I love fantasy novels. They're a great escape. It's very imaginative and fantastic. But when people want to bring the fantasies of the romance novel industry, when they want to bring the fantasies of these amazing powers, stuff like superpowers and whatnot, a little easier to say, oh, that's fake. But when it comes to romance, a lot of people can't put the book down and pick up the book of life. They confuse fantasy with reality when it comes to romance. And that's why I've said before that romance for women is the pornography for men. We consume porn the way they consume romance. Even the most quote-unquote strong independent woman out there wants to be romanced by Giga Chad out there with the nice car, with the great body, with the, all the money and all the potential to have all the hoes. She wants that. But she's not going to get it. Statistically, she's not going to get it. Or she'll get it for a night, a week, maybe, and then he'll kick her to the curb, and then she'll blame it on all men. Meanwhile, she passed up Bob at the supermarket. She passed up Dave at the car repairs. She passed up everybody who might have actually given her a relationship. Stop feeling sad for people who don't want to actually deal in reality. I don't feel bad for these people. Not because I hate them or because I'm unhappy with them, but because they're choosing to be like that. I don't feel bad for drug addicts. Why? Because they're choosing to inject themselves with drugs. They're choosing to be addicted to stuff. Why would I feel bad for something that you could at any time stop? Now, is it gonna be painful? Maybe. Is it gonna be hard? Most likely. But that's why you should do it. If it was easy, everyone would do something. But when it's hard, people have a harder time doing it. That makes sense? Good. I hope it did. My friends, I would encourage you to really evaluate how you see the world and why, and then say, you know what? I don't think this is accurate, or I don't think this is possible. And then really break this down, because at the end of the day, your worldview will shape your perception, and your perception becomes your reality. And I don't want you to see your reality, I want you to see the reality of a situation, of the world, of your relationships. Well, I don't care what it is, in every facet, it is critical that you stop feeding this fantasy lie and you take the pill of reality, like your vitamins, every day. And if you're not doing that, that's a good place to start. My friend, I understand this isn't a fun thing to hear. I understand that. But good medicine, real medicine, tastes lousy. It's not full of sugar. It's not full of artificial sweeteners. It's full of good, strong, active ingredients. And that is exactly what we need in our lives for the antidote to the poisons that we consume every single day. No matter what you read, what you hear, what you see, what you feel, a lot of things are completely fake, synthetic, and exacerbated. And it is only through taking the medicine of reality that we are able to take back control from the billion dollar corporations, the government, and stop letting them control you into being another cog in a wheel or a drone, and you can be the driver that sends you right to your destination of your dreams, and then you get to park in that driveway and walk into that house because you've earned it, not because you deserve it, but because you paid the piper, you didn't dance to the tune of all of the schmucks, and you earned it. My friends, please share your stories of how you kind of had your come to Jesus moment, so to speak, and you came to see the reality of the situations of your life. I'd love to hear it, and it might help someone's life. My friends, take care of yourselves, do your research, and always look within, because that is often where the answers will be found. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.